Hello. Welcome to the Daily Briefing, March the 23rd, 2017. Let us pray. We thank you, Father, for this day that you've given to us. We thank you for the guidance that you provide us each day. As we look around us, we see the quickly advancing events that you have foretold. And as we begin this day, we ask that you would help us to be prepared to meet the challenges of today. We ask also for your guidance for our children and for your protecting care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we continue to take a look today at some of the issues regarding the budget that has been put forward with regard to this new year, the financial year, the United States of America's government, the president's budget. And remember, we were talking about the fact that there are a number of things that are going to be cut, a number of percentages that are going to be rolled back. We recognize that there's going to be a shift in the Affordable Care Act, which will obviously mean that there will be quite a number of people who will no longer have the kind of coverage that they now have. And there will be departmental cuts. One of the programs that we talked about was Meals on Wheels. I believe that the plan is, so far, now we don't yet have a voted budget, but the proposed budget suggests that the Meals on Wheels program should be cut, or that at the very least, this should be rolled back to the states. Now, of course, when you talk to the governors and the financial people in each state, you realize that they don't have the money necessary to run those programs. But there are a couple of articles that we want to look at today. There's one found in the Washington Post, and this was published March the 16th, 2017. Now, one of the things that you've got to notice here is that even though the election was completed on November the 8th, 2016, a lot of the financial issues that are being talked about now were a part of the GOP agenda long before it was decided who was going to be president. And so here we have an article that's published on March the 16th, 2017. But of course, it goes back quite a bit. If you listen to the Speaker of the House and you listen to some of the other individuals who are involved in the financial end, you'll see how very excited they get because they actually believe that they have an opportunity of cutting back some of the what they call the gifts that they give to people, the assigned gifts that they give to people, so that the people might have to do without it or find another way to survive. So the article found in the Washington Post, published March the 16th, 2017. The topic is GOP Healthcare Plan. Key House Panel Calls for Work Requirements, Additional Costs, Additional Cuts in Medicaid. Now, let me read a few paragraphs for you. It says, the Republican proposal to overhaul the Affordable Care Act cleared a key hurdle Thursday as the House Budget Committee narrowly voted to move it to the House floor and recommend a series of changes to the plan reflecting concerns from conservatives and centrists. All of the panel's Republicans and five Democrats supported a motion to change the system of tax credits created under the plan to ensure they are afforded to the population that they are intended to serve, an idea embraced across the ideological spectrum, including among centrists whose votes could be key. The committee voted along party lines for a pair of motions supporting additional cuts to Medicaid beyond what is in the bill, and for a third motion endorsing a requirement that able-bodied participants in the program work in exchange for their benefits. Conservatives have championed these ideas. Let me just pause here to say that This is not about giving people jobs so that they might survive and take care of their families. This is actually people working for their Medicaid or for their medicine, their medical coverage, meaning that if you get X amount of dollars coverage, you then have to go and work without pay for X number of hours so that you might be paid. And that's why they call them able-bodied. Now, of course, if you go through the list, you'll see that there are a number of people who are exempt, people over a certain age or that sort of stuff. Continuing, it remains unclear whether the budget proposal non-binding recommendations will meet in the final bill. Any substantive changes to the measure would be made by the House Rules Committee, which controls how the measure is presented and debated on the floor. Even as there were signs of progress and Speaker Paul Ryan sounded optimistic, the bill's fate was still very much in doubt as conservatives plotted new ways to compel GOP leaders to move the bill further to the right and register their concerns in the budget committee proceedings. Now, one of the reasons why they want to do that and to have what they call the work requirement is because they have always felt that there are people who get away with being covered. And the word that they usually use is lazy. Of course, this falls into their theology of the far right evangelical conservatives who really believe that wealth is a blessing and poverty is a curse. It's the same kind of thinking that you get from some of the guys who preach. And they tell you immediately that God wants you to be rich, doesn't want you to be poor. And so if you're poor, then something is wrong. You remember the story of Job and his friends who came to see him. They were sure that for him to have been in that condition, he would have had to do something very terrible. Also, the man who was born blind, and the disciples came and asked, Master, who is it sinned? Is it him or is it his parents? Because there has been this feeling theologically back in the time of Jesus and today that if you carry misfortune and you're sick or you don't have overflowing wealth, then you are not blessed. You will find that that is so with those who call themselves dominionists. They also call themselves reconstructionists. Also, you'll find those people who call themselves a part of Joel's army. They come from that point of view. And so these individuals who are suggesting the work requirements are people who are making the point.